lot simpler time. Mm-hmm. Grew up in a little small house, and of course knew all the neighbors there, and they had some of the kids my age, and so there was always something going on. It was always going on outdoors. Nothing much went on indoors. The houses were small. The mothers wanted you outside playing, and so you got pretty creative. The only time you were in the house was either you were eating or you were being punished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, were there activities, you know, that you'd go out hunting and go out by the creek, but were there other things that you did with the group of guys that you hung out with, or sports? Or?
Well, I was not very athletic. I didn't care much for team sports at all. My outdoor adventures and the fields and the streams and the woodlands is where I like to be, and all of my buddies did too. Sports, you know, football took place in the fall, basketball, all this stuff. That was prime hunting season. So in the spring, we were going to be out fishing somewhere if we didn't play baseball. So, and I was not blessed with a lot of agility in athletic sports, so I just didn't care for it much. So
okay.
We were all outdoor buddies, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about family activities?
Well, I remember watching, one of our favorite things to do was to watch Jackie Gleason show and Ed Sullivan. Those were the biggies. And then when color TVs came out, that was probably, 1960 or something. Bonanza became the big one then, see, because that was in color and had all this scenery and everything. So that was the talk of the town. Well, have you seen Bonanza on the color TV? Whoa. It's unbelievable. Now, technology has just taken off and left us, you know. Boy, that Hoss even looks worse in color than he does in black and white, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. But crowd around the TV back in the 50s and early 60s, that was wasn't a lot to do. So.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, inside the house, I mean, you could sit around and play some card games or whatever, but I didn't much like that either.
Well, nowadays, then, you have different activities, though, than back then, not just watching the color TV.
Oh, yeah, nowadays, well, there's the internet. There's so many things. In my house now, one of the big activities we like is kind of centers around my screened-in back porch, and I have two water gardens out there. I'm real into frogs and amphibians, so I have these big ponds out there, but I don't really have fish in there because they kind of inhibit the frog reproduction. So I got six species of frogs back there that reproduce in my ponds, and in the spring and summer I sit out on my porch and it's just this chorus of all these frogs. And I've almost got them named, you know. I say, oh, that's Fred over there, you know, and then I'm sitting here, I'm worried. I hadn't heard Wilbur in like 3 weeks, you know. He must have. And then I had this prime frog that moved over to one of my neighbor's ponds. And I hear the frog over there. I said, my wife, I said, the dadgum ungrateful frog left and went over to my neighbor's pond. And it's not half the pond, mine, but he came back, you know. And so, and I've got my charcoal grill out there. So I sit out there and we've got a hot tub out there. And it's a big porch. It's 34 feet by 24 feet. So it's a big screened-in porch. And I've planted trees and everything's grown in. So even though you're in a neighborhood, you sit back there and you don't know you're in a neighborhood. You think you're kind of off in the middle of nowhere. So.
You still do things in the outdoors and do camping?
Oh, yeah. Still do. Still do. I've been very involved with over the last 2 years especially. So that's kind of cut into my outdoor time a good bit. Used to be real involved with music, songwriting, and